In 1678, an enormous warship was launched at the naval yard in Stockholm. The ship had 82 guns and was so big that the king had it named after himself. It was called the Charles XI. The ship was designed by the English shipwright Robert Turner, and the decorations were carved by the sculptor Heinrich Schütz. All that remains today is the great stern sculpture depicting King Charles on horseback. Warships of the 17th century were often richly ornamented. There was typically a figurehead on the prow and a large number of symbolic carvings. If you visit the Vasa Museum, for instance, you will see carvings of emperors, warriors, contemporary political figures, and characters from Greek myth. The Charles XI probably had a lion figurehead, as was common on Swedish warships of the day. We do know that she had the sculpture of King Charles on horseback, which is preserved here at the museum. The king is in his saddle, dressed as a Roman emperor. He has a field marshal's baton in one hand and a flintlock pistol at his side. We don't know how long this sculpture remained on the ship. It may have been removed when the ship's name was changed. In 1683, a much larger ship was built, and again the king lent his name to it. The original Charles XI had his name changed to Sverige, and eventually the sculpture found its way here.